What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here from E-commerce Lifestyle, and welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be answering a question that came in from our private community over at Dropship Lifestyle. And the question is in regards to which products you should advertise when you first launch your store. So I'll read the question, then I'll explain what he means or what he meant by launch. So the way the question came in, it says, how do I choose which products to upload at first and which to run advertising to for the initial launch? For example, if I get approved by a few suppliers and have 200 product options, which should I put my focus into? Should it just be the top 3 to 4 that each supplier states is popular? So again, great question, and I want to tie that to what he means by launch. So launch is the date that you basically set for yourself, if you follow what I teach at Dropship Lifestyle, when your store is going to go live, when you're going to turn on traffic, when it's basically time to bring on the buyers and start making money. So the question is, should I just upload everything that I have access to and turn on ads for everything, or should I be more, you know, go for more of a sniper approach, I guess, than a shotgun approach? So again, totally fair question, totally get why it's being asked. I'll tell you what we do every single time we launch a new store and what I recommend you do and everybody listening does as well. Let's just say you're going through my program at Dropship Lifestyle, the Dropship Blueprint, and let's say you get approved with 5 brands right away. Each brand carries 100 products, 100 SKUs. What I do, and what I would recommend you do, is upload all of the products, of course, that meet the criteria, you know, price point and margins being right, but upload all of those products to your store. So if you have 5 brands, 100 products each, have 500 products on your store at your launch date. And again, that's assuming that's all you've currently been approved with. If you had double that, upload double that. But now let's say it's day one, it's time to launch, you have those 500 products on your store. Well, now the question, which products do you advertise? And to me, that means what products do you put money behind, right? What products do you invest in to get sales for? Well, what I do, and again, what I recommend you do, is put it into all of them. So probably not news here to many listeners, but we love Google shopping ads. We do very well with them. Our community does very well with them, and I'd recommend you start with them. Now, the method for Google shopping ads that I teach in the Dropship Blueprint is the alpha beta method. But even in the beginning, if you're just getting started, you can create one Google shopping campaign and you can have it just be called all products. And what you can do is have all of your products go into it. So in this case, the hypothetical I just gave, 500 products. Now, the reason you're doing this, even if your suppliers tell you, hey, here are our best sellers, because something is a bestseller for supplier A, doesn't mean that's going to be your biggest moneymaker on your store. Reason being is maybe product A from supplier one is a bestseller. That's great. You should definitely still sell it and run ads for it, but maybe the 4th most popular product from that company, or the, you know, fifth most, I have a lisp now, what is that? Popular product for that company are the ones where there's not that much competition and where your ads can get crazy results. And maybe it's the 5th most popular product for that supplier, but it will be your number one seller. And the only way to know this is if you advertise all of the products. So start one Google shopping campaign, all of the products on your store in that campaign. Don't get cute and, you know, start setting different target cost per clicks in the beginning. Leave it wide open and monitor your stats in Google Ads every single day. What you want to be looking for, because that, by the way, that's why we do this, right? It's to get data. So you're going to be looking at impressions, meaning how many people are seeing all of your ads, and what keywords, meaning what are people searching for, that is triggering those results, right? Those impressions. Then you're going to look at clicks. So what products are people clicking on your site? Then you're going to look at actual sales. What are people buying after they click it? And as this data starts to come in, that's when you can start making informed decisions about which products to advertise more and which products to advertise less. So does not start on day one when your store goes live. It happens over time based on the data that comes into your account. So some quick things, again, that everybody can do is make that one shopping campaign, all your products, keep your cost per click per product the same across the board, track your impressions, your clicks, and your purchases. That's all done through Google Ads. Start to add negative keywords as you see the keywords that are getting impressions and clicks that will never make you money. From there, you can start doing what I teach in the Dropship Blueprint. By the way, this is all in Module 6 of that program, where I show you how to set up your alpha and beta campaign structure. And you can start doing this, again, once you have data, at the brand level, at the category level, at the price point level for the products you sell. That's where you can get more of that sniper approach. And from there, just one thing that I think might as well throw into this episode so everybody knows is when we set up our Facebook dynamic remarketing ads, which we also do from day one, same thing, all of our products are available there because the way dynamic product ads work is people will only see them if they visited that product on your store. So yes, advertise all your products on Google. Yes, advertise all of your products on Facebook in your dynamic remarketing ads. Use that data, make informed decisions, and start to really maximize your return on ad spend over time. So that's going to do it for this episode, guys. I hope that answers the question. Again, that's exactly what we do every time we launch a new store. And that's the way you can get the best data to make decisions off of. And that's the way you can really find what your best sellers will be instead of what your suppliers tell you are going to be the best sellers, right? You got to kind of mix in what they tell you with your own data and find the opportunity within your niche. You know, you probably always hear me say this, but the competition really does occur at the product level. And the way you can kind of get that data is by having your ads out there in the wild, getting real results behind them. So as always, guys, I hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, I would really appreciate it if you can go over to the e-commerce lifestyle podcast feed on Apple Podcasts and just leave a review. It means a lot. I read all of them. And if you're not aware, we have two new episodes every week, every Monday morning and Thursday morning on the e-commerce lifestyle feed. You can get it at ecommercelifestyle.com/episodes or go to whatever podcast player you use, search for e-commerce lifestyle, look for my face, click subscribe, and you will get notified every time a new episode goes live. So thank you guys, appreciate you, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the e-commerce lifestyle podcast.